Hey, squad. It's metal. Okay, guys. So. This is episode one of Metal Talks for 15 Minutes, the practice podcast. So, before I got kind of ill in, late 2017, I mean, like, sick ill, not like, I've always been like ill, Yeah. No, but, I had a podcast like ready to go, like a couple guests lined up, website, social media, all that shit. And then I got sick and I just couldn't, I couldn't do it. Like, I don't like to attach my name to something or like myself to something, you know, in the case of like my old metal account or whatever, and like create or produce something and not like stick to it. Or, you know, I'll have a standard or a goal where I'm going to put content out like, you know, every week or, you know, however many a month, depending on what it is. And, you know, I devote energy to it and I like doing that. I mean, that's just how I go about my hobbies. Like, a lot of them, you know, if I'm going to perform something, well, not perform, I don't want to perform anymore. This is just me talking with my friends. This is all that I'm doing. I was going to take a nap after my long day of work, but I kind of feel too crappy to do that. So I thought I'd medicate and talk with you folks. It's me talking to you guys, and that's a lot of fun. Just whoever chooses to listen, hopefully get a laugh at me, with me, both. That'd be great. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And it's a practice podcast, so I could put out an episode like every 2 days for 2 weeks if I feel like it, because it's just me talking. Or maybe twice a month if I'm really busy, or maybe not at all, because who cares? Because nobody's gonna listen to it. So yeah, anyway, like, I couldn't do my podcast. I have all this like pro quality podcasting equipment. And I, I got mic booms, I have beverages that I can drink on air. That's like, token podcast, FX or not FX content. Ugh. I don't consider this content. Like, maybe it's content, but it's not a performance. It's just me talking and sharing my thoughts. So regarding my thoughts, when I had this podcast ready to go, I didn't even have as many of these, but whenever I think, I like to think about things. Thinking is a hobby of mine. I do it a lot, and I encourage people to do it. Thinking about stuff. Just like, it's, like, the things you don't think about, just think about them for a second. Like, feel the sun, like, hitting your skin. And think about, like, how gigantic the sun is and how insane it is that just a giant cloud of gas could collect in space and it forms its own gravity and becomes so heavy and dense that a fucking fusion reaction starts. That is not an easy thing, like, to make happen. takes a lot of things for nuclear fusion to work. Fission, A little bit easier. Fusion, yeah, that's big time. So, you know, like, think about, like, stuff like that, you know? And then, like, you know, the old, you know, Carl Sagan or, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson said, you know, he talks about, like, hemoglobin, like, you know, like, how, like, stars, you know, like, how all the things on our body, like, all, like, the all the things in our body, like, our hemoglobin, iron, how it was, you know, stars, like, produce, like, the heavier elements. Like, a star can get so fucking gigantic and heavy that, like, it fuses shit into fucking, like, uranium. That's fucking wild. And then those stars explode. And, enough of this dust and shit collects together and we have a little planet that happens to have an iron core because the Earth's magnetic field, due to its iron core, you know, kind of prevents us from getting bombarded with solar radiation all the time. So, like, you know, people talk about Mars and shit. And, you know, if you've read about, like, if you know about long-term space flight, like, you know, you're getting, like, all those fucking, like, solar radiation because you don't have the Earth's magnetic field surrounding you. So it's just not really great for you to be in space for, like, a long period of time unprotected. Yes. Always wear protection, folks, when in space. Always. Wrap it up in a spacesuit. Anyway, no, but, yeah, so, like, enough of that shit collects together, you know, happens to have an iron core, and then life happens. You know, like, you just think about shit, right? So, like, I enjoy doing that. You know, I enjoy thinking. So, I always take little, like, notes on my phone. So, my voice notes, just, like, full of, just fucking, like, full of, like, little thoughts that I like so much, I decided I'd just, like, record them. So I've got a shit ton of them. What I'll probably, this will just be a mix of actual, like, topic episodes and just me getting high and waxing on ridiculous things. So speaking of ridiculous things, I'm going to take, well, so speaking of ridiculous things, along with this episode one, I'm going, Jesus Christ. as a bonus content, I'm only laughing. I'm like debating in my head, like, oh God, I'm actually going to, like, post this. I'll have to put this in a separate post because I want to be able to break the link. There, I have, last weekend, the weekend before last, rather, I was really fucking, I was really upset. And I've been upset for a long time. And I thought that the absurdity of what I was upset about merited just recording it. And I've always had this thought. It is a thought regarding hip hop. This is me just going on a ridiculous, a patently ridiculous Saturday afternoon. I was in a, you know, an elevated state. Elevated, yeah. at the time, which shows through. So I do hope you enjoy this piece of bonus content. I in no way am trying to start any feuds, a beef. I like to squash them, not start them. No, it's just a ridiculous song. A ridiculous, yet I think very, very merited. It's a rant. It's just a fucking straight up rant. It's me ranting and knowing I'm ranting and being kind of like purposely ridiculous. So I'll include that as well. It is all in good fun, but let me know if you agree. You know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to release it in a separate audio. That's too much work. I'm just having fun with this shit. I'm not performing anymore. I can have background noise and shit. Who cares? I could never record anything during rush hour back then. And now I don't give a fuck. You're going to hear the CTA bus. It stops in front of my building. Like literally, like you can hear the bus announcement when the doors open. I'll include this ridiculous content as a bonus, putting me over the 15-minute mark, and this ridiculous practice podcast, which I hope to actually up my podcasting skills. Like I want to get a little a soundboard makes it sound straight fucking like corny, but like be able to like put in little like music riffs or like sound bites or something, but not like use them sparingly, more like music. I just like a little like hip-hop cymbal, like a or something, like the faster ones, like the drill cymbals, like that. And yeah, I mean, we can talk from anything. Like I have things on economics, to my thoughts, economic and political theory, a lot of those. And then, you know, just to the other utterly ridiculous, you know, and patently absurd, like what I'm about to share with you. So come join me on this fun journey. Metal Talk for 15 minutes. So come join me on this fun journey. Metal Talks for 15 minutes. The practice podcast. That's not actually 15 minutes ever. Probably longer usually. Enjoy the ridiculous shit I'm about to share with you. Later, folks. Be kind to one another. I was listening to some music today. I was born in the 80s, grew up in the 90s. So, you know, I don't think there was anyone who grew up in that time where when you don't hear like the first like few measures of Biggie's like Hypnotize, your like head starts like fucking bopping. Like you, like that's just like a track. It's a seminal track for you. It has to be. If you like can't like hear that bow, 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 boom, 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 like that groove is just so, so fucking awesome. Like it's simple. It's really simple. But it's fantastic. And it's really fucking almost like elegant in its simplicity. It's not as like layered as like a G-funk. It's not as layered as like a G-funk, like early Dre beat, but kind of a, I don't know what the fuck. Okay, dude. You're going to hear like microphone sounds this whole time because he's just like rubbing his head all over these things. But you know, it's a fantastic track. It's well produced. It's got that like, cause Biggie, he got that flow. He from Brooklyn. Sounds like he don't breathe out his nose. Like he has that flow, you know. I'm sorry for the butchery of Biggie. Rest in peace, sir. I'm sorry for doing that really piss poor version of your talented flow, sir. But again, talent, tremendous flow over a really just nice track, you know, with the Biggie, 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 can't you? You know, like the great, like the female vocal hook, fantastic, aside from one fucking thing, Sean, at the time known as Puff Daddy Combs. Okay, now here's where this isn't controversial because, okay, in all of the early Bad Boy Records shit, he would put himself on, I think every track he thought was going to be a hit, he would somehow find a way to fucking interject himself onto that track. Like, who listening? Okay, I will take a poll. Who listening is like a fan of Diddy as like an actual fucking rapper? Not as like having well-produced tracks that like are really good to like bang at clubs. Hey, I like to dance. I like to dance to that shit. It's a lot of fun. But what the fuck does he bring? So like in the beginning where Biggie's like boom, ba-oom, da boom, ba-oom, da boom, like, and then Biggie's like, yeah, like, what the fuck are you adding to that track, dude? That's like one man's voice and a beat is all that fucking neat. And it's perfect. That track is fucking perfect. And when it came on, you know, my head starts bobbing, you know, and like, but every time I like, I have to like actively fucking forget P. Diddy on that fucking track. Actively forget. Because, or like not forget, but just like not listen to like that like part of like my Diddy brain or whatever. I have to turn that off. If I could just hear like any part of any track he's really ever been on, I think. And I'm sorry, I'm just gonna be fucking straight vicious today. Only because he really sullied a great, not the track is great. It's a seminal hit. But he just didn't need to be a part of that. Sean Puff Daddy P. Diddy Combs, you, sir, were a great A&R man, got a lot of great talent together for Bad Boy Records. Does not mean you should be on every fucking record, dude. You do not have strong faculty for you are not spitting anything resembling hot fire, sir. Not at all. So please, if I could go back and have access to those Bad Boy Records recordings, the masters, if I could just like, you know, I'll use his at the time name, unlike Puff Daddy them, undiddy them, the uncombsing of the Bad Boy Records archives, I would most definitely do that. Because he just really, God, what is the fucking term? Like when I hear him on a great fucking track, a great fucking 90s hip hop track, I guess I'm rankled a little bit. It rankles me when I just hear him interjecting. He's like, uh-huh, yeah, that's right, like into fucking the glorious track that is Hypnotize and the countless other tracks he has interjected himself into. I usually talk for a long time. I'm going to try to stop that today, but it was just a really funny thought that I had. Diddy, you do a lot of things all very well. I just don't think rapping is one of them. Not trying to start any beef. I'm a beef squasher. So I don't mean to start any shit with anyone. But really, who out there is really a fan of the technical hip hop like production and like rhyming skills of Sean P. Diddy Combs? Good night, and good luck.